Hey guys, it's Psychology Babe, and today we're going to talk about dating as you get older. And I find this to be an interesting topic because I was having a conversation with someone, and you know, especially for women as you get older and you're dating, and she was, you know, out starting over dating again, and she was just talking about how, as we were having the conversation, she started talking about how, you know, since she's getting older, you know, she can't really be as picky as she used to be, and certain things she's going to have to overlook and just things like that. And, you know, I kind of didn't agree with her. You know, I was like, and I totally get what she's saying. You know, I get it. I know after you reach a certain age, you know, you're not out here, you're not 20 anymore. You know, you're not even 30, you know, maybe you're in your 40s and over or whatever. But the key is to never settle. The thing for me is that I think is important is to understand that no matter how old you get and no matter how old you are, you do not have to settle in your life. You do not have to make concessions for things. Now, some of the stuff that we were talking about, I understood what she was saying and where she was coming from, you know. But to me, that's more so that you've healed and you've grown, and certain things that used to bother you may not bother you as much. So I can understand those types of things. Like, you're less, you know, you're not going to get as upset over certain things that you may have gotten upset over, you know, when you're in your 20s or younger or whatever. But you cannot settle. You cannot say, oh, I'm getting older and the, you know, pickings are slim, so let me just take what I can get. I will never say that about my life, ever. I'm never going to just take what I can get. I want what I deserve. And what I deserve is to have someone who still treats me with respect and with love and who is honest with me and who is, you know, you can make concessions on small things, things that, you know, if someone is not as tall as you would like for them to be, you know, maybe before you were like, oh, well, I only like tall guys and, you know, he's got to be a certain height and I just want someone who's this height and all of these things, just things that you are willing to compromise on. But when you start telling yourself, oh, I'm getting older, so I better just take what I can get, I have an issue with that because I don't think anyone should do that. I don't care what age you are, and I will never settle in my life. Your life is not meant to just settle. And I get it, you know, for men, there are so many, because I don't know the exact figure, but I know that there are, as they say, what, more men out there as opposed to women or whatever. So the ratio is kind of crazy, right? I get that. But people buy into that. People buy into that and they play into that. And I don't care what the ratio is. I really don't. I don't care how many men are out there for every woman or whatever that statistic is. I don't care what it is. The point is for me, I know what I want and I'm going to take my time getting that. I'm not just going to be like, oh, well, you know, you're getting older, so you better just go ahead and pick someone so you won't be alone. And I think that's the fear for a lot of people. And I understand that, but that can also cause you to make decisions that are not smart. You settle because you have this huge fear of just being alone for the rest of your life. So you're like, well, it's better than nothing. Let me tell you, anytime you live your life like that, you are just settling. That's not what you want to do. You know what I mean? You don't ever want to just be and say that it's better than nothing, because it's going to be close to nothing. I mean, if you're not going to be happy, and then you're going to get in the relationship and you are going to, it's going to cause some resentment because you did settle. You see what I'm saying? Like, you're thinking, well, I'll just get in this and it's better than nothing. But once you're in it, I mean, how are you going to really be happy because you settled? You see what I mean? Like, yeah, it's better than nothing in your opinion, but is it really? I mean, is it? Because I don't want my life to be shared with someone where I'm just sitting there thinking, well, it's not great. And it's not, and I'm not saying that relationships are going to be perfect all the time. I understand that, but still, I would rather spend my life and my time and my future with someone who, you know, it's fun. I'm happy. We're compatible. We enjoy spending time with each other. You know, I always tell people, you have to like the person that you're with as well as love them. Liking them is so important. I think people undermine that sometimes, but liking a person is just as important as loving them. It really is, because this is the person that you're going to be around all the time. It's the person that you're going to spend the majority of your time with. So you have to understand that it's not just always about loving someone. You've got to like them too. And so just having that conversation with her really just put it in perspective for me, though, that I think a lot of people feel that way. Well, I'm getting older, so I can't be choosy. I need to just pick someone, even if it's not what I would really want. And again, as I said, I know that you can be flexible with some of the things that you were so rigid about, you know, a certain height or a certain weight or, you know, whatever. Like, and honestly, all of those things shouldn't matter, you know, because those are superficial. Those are things on the outside. So truthfully, but if we're being honest, everybody has those preferences, and that's okay. You do whatever you do and whatever you like. But what I'm saying is that I'm never going to get to the point where I'm saying to myself, though, that, oh, I better just go ahead and do this because I'm getting older. So I better go ahead and take what I can get. No, because that's me selling myself short. I know who I am. I know what I'm going to bring to the relationship. And I want someone who's going to bring that back to me. I really do. And so I think in a lot of people's minds, people are aware of the fact that, oh, it's so many. And sometimes, you know, men, they do feel that way as well. Well, you know, hey, there's so many women that I don't have to, you know, but you can miss out on someone really, really great because you're so out here thinking like, oh, well, if this person doesn't do what I want them to do, and if this person doesn't act the way that I want them to act, that's fine. I'll just leave them. And that's why people don't really put in the work to make things work. They don't care because they know that all of these options are out there. Oh, well, I got all these options. Do you have any women in the world? I can just go here and I can go there. As I've said many times before, you can replace a body, but you can't replace energy. Everyone's not the same. You're not going to get the same thing. People think they can just jump out of relationships and I'm going to go because this person looks better, or what you perceive to be better or look better or whatever. And this person's going to, I want this and I want that and I want this. But just because you go somewhere does not mean you're going to have the same experience. You're not, because everyone's not the same. And that is the thing that you have to learn about yourself. You have to start understanding the uniqueness of you and who you are. And that means that, yeah, you're right. You can go get someone else. Go ahead. But they're not me. And that's not cockiness. See, people want to say when you have this confidence in yourself and who you are is cockiness. And let people feel that way. It doesn't matter. There's a difference. Being confident in yourself, there's nothing wrong with. And when you know what you really can bring to a situation, you know, any situation, whether it's your career, it's a partnership, friendship, whatever. When you know what the person's going to get from you, then you don't settle. You don't settle for anything less than that, because you deserve what you give back to other people. And it takes you getting to a point where you understand that, again, the uniqueness of you and who you are, because it's only one of you. Out of almost 8 billion people in this world, there's only one of you. Own that, celebrate that, know that, and don't let people play with you. You know what I mean? Because everybody's just, oh, I can go get somebody else. I don't need you. I can go. Well, go ahead. And a lot of times that's why when people go and do that, then they come back. You know why? Because they went over there and that energy wasn't the same. That energy was off, wasn't it? You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't the same. So here they come back, because it's like, when I'm around this person, it's the way a person makes you feel. It's the way a person makes you feel like you can do whatever you want to do, because you see them doing that. You feel that energy from them. You know, it's just like I told you, Maya says, you know, people will forget what you said, and they will forget what you did, but they will never forget how you made them feel. And that is so true. It's so true. People don't forget how you made them feel. So that's why people circle the blog. They spin the blog. They come back because, see, something about you is different. Now, they're going to try to pretend like, you know, they didn't see it. They don't feel it. They don't know it. But if you didn't know it, and if you didn't feel it, and you didn't see it, you wouldn't be back. So understand that, and don't let people play with you, which is, again, why I say I don't care if you're getting older. And this is for men, too. You know, I'm not discriminating against men. This is man, woman, whoever, whatever you are. You know, I mean, whatever you are, just know yourself, love yourself enough to say, I'm not going to settle, is what I'm saying. Don't start saying, oh, I'm getting older and I better just pick someone, you know, maybe they don't treat me the best. Maybe they, you know, I don't trust them really. And maybe they're this and that. And you just start making concessions on things that you don't need to make concessions on. You know what I mean? Some things are non-negotiables. And you need to figure out what those are for you and don't negotiate on those. There's just some things that I'm not going to negotiate about at all. You know what I mean? Because you've got to be honest. You got to be trustworthy. You got to, you know, and you got to be invested in the relationship. Don't be with someone who's half in and half out. People who want to deal with you when they have time or when they feel like it. Don't be available for people. If they can't be consistent, let me tell you something. Consistency is definitely one of the things that's most important. A person has to show up. You know what I mean? They can't just ghost or be gone for weeks or months or days at a time without talking to you, because obviously, you know, there are other things that are occupying their time. Of course, they're going to come tell you, oh, I was just so busy. I was so busy. I was this, I was that. No one's ever too busy. They're not. Not when they care about you, not when they want you. And that's just the truth. That is the honest truth. When you care for someone and you want them in your life, you're going to find a way to talk to them, even if it's just 5 minutes, even if it's just a little quick text to say, I'm busy right now, but I'm going to call you later, or I'm going to anything, just so they'll know that they're on your mind and that you're thinking about them. And that's the truth when it's real, when people really care. So don't settle in your life. Don't ever settle. And don't ever, you know, just say, I'm getting older, so I better just take what I can get because I don't want to be alone. Let me tell you something. No one wants to be alone. We all want to have someone to share our life with. But I would rather be on my own until I find the person that is for me, that is compatible with me and wants the same things that I want. And I know a lot of times we get online and we see all of these videos of couples and they're so happy and all these wonderful things are going on. And that's great. I'm not knocking that. That's wonderful. It is. But instead of being jealous, just say, just wait for that for you. Because honestly, we also don't know what goes on behind the scenes. But some of the couples could legitimately be happy, is what I'm saying. And instead of being jealous of that, just say, one day I'm going to have that. But I know that those types of things can make people get in their feelings. You know, you see, and you're just like, oh, where's my person? And why don't I have that? And why can't? And so then you're just quicker to accept something that may not be good for you. So don't see, life is all about what you tell yourself. That's another thing that I try to get across to people. Life is all about what you say to yourself. When you start telling yourself that you don't deserve certain things, or, you know, I this is as good as I can get, or whatever you say to yourself, like, I better do this because this is all I can get and all of these things. It's just like if I talk to people and they're, oh, yeah, I'm getting older and this and that. And they start listing off all of these problems and issues and things that they have. You know, you're just calling all of those things into your life. I'm very, very intentional about the way that I speak about myself and over my life. I really am. That's so important. People have to understand that it's so important what you say about yourself and how you speak over your life. It truly is, because you, what you think about and say, you bring about. You have to understand that. And I don't care how old I'm getting. You know, I'm not going to invite someone into my life just because I'm afraid of being alone. And see, that's where it comes in, where you have to do the healing and you have to do the work, because then you're not afraid to be alone until that person comes. The reason people settle is because they haven't done the work on themselves to be able to be alone. You're so worried about having to need another person. You know what I'm saying? But you got to be able to work on yourself so that you're okay until a person comes along, and you're not that needy to be like, no, but I need someone because I can't be on my own. I'm afraid to be on my own. So sometimes just dig in, do the work, you know, figure out who you are and what you really want. And then you're not so eager to just settle. So, you know, I tried to tell her, well, no, you know, I don't care how old I'm getting or what's going on, I'm just not going to settle though. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, I'm so afraid of being by myself. You know, I'm getting older. I better stop being picky. I better not. Why? What's the difference in whatever age I am as opposed to if I was 20 or, you know, whatever, 30? I don't care. I'm still the same person. So I'm not going to get at certain stages of my life and all of a sudden change on what I expect. You see what I'm saying? Your age should not change your expectations for your life. It's not going to make me all of a sudden, well, you know, I'm this age now, so I better just take what I can get. How does that even sound? You see what I'm saying? But this is all societal too, because it's what society tells people. Society starts telling you that as you age, you're no longer valuable. You're not as valuable as someone who's younger. And let me tell you that you are. In fact, you as you age comes wisdom. It comes so many things that are priceless. It's priceless. It's wisdom, it's knowledge, it's knowing your power, standing in that power, knowing who you are. Let me tell you something. So people are so afraid of getting older. They're so afraid of, but it's a natural part of life. And it's, and I'm not trying to say, hey, it's great to be, I'm not knocking being young and vibrant and having this life and being out and having fun and doing what you want to do. That's a great part of life too. But every season has its time and it can all be great. And what I'm saying is society puts this pressure on people, and especially women, because men don't really get that same, you know, as they age, it's not really the same. But for women, you know, as women age, they want to just be like, oh, you know, as women get older, they're no longer what? You know, acceptable. They're no longer attractive. They're no longer this and they're no longer that. And, oh, you better hurry and do this before you get older, have kids, be married, this, that, all of these different things that they put on women. But see, the beauty of aging is that you start understanding that that's all bull and you don't have to listen to any of it. You're as young as you feel. No matter what age you are beautiful and you are magnificent, and you are deserving of the same love that you would get if you were 20 or 30 or however old you are. You're still deserving of that same love, that same respect, that same whatever. You know, you don't buy into what society tells you. Don't buy into, oh, I'm not this age anymore, so I'm not beautiful and I'm not worthy and I'm not. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You are just as beautiful and just as worthy. And you will always be. And you do not have to settle. So you don't allow. See, that's the whole thing that about my life. I don't allow anyone else to tell me anything about who I am. No one gets to decide that but me. Not friends, not family, not partners, not society. I get to decide that for myself. I do. And when you put your value, your worth on yourself, you do it. You don't allow other people to tell you what you're worth and how valuable you are to this world and to other people. You know what I mean? So once you learn your value and your worth, no one can ever play with you. And you got to get to that point. That's where you got to get to, because then you don't make statements like, oh, well, I'm getting older, so better just take what I can get. And I realize that I can't be as picky and I can't be. Why can't I? Says who? Yes, I can. Yes, I can. I don't care what age I am. I have standards and I have boundaries. And those are going to be in place regardless of what age I am. They're not going anywhere. They're not. Because I don't have to settle. Never settle in your life. Do not settle. You don't have to for anything or anyone. People, you know, society, it really is. It's rough because it will make you feel like you don't have a place anymore. You know, people start feeling like, and especially women, as you age, you start feeling like, where's your place in the world? Because you know, everyone wants this and that, and they want the shiny new and the younger and the this. And this is not to put down again. It's not. But I need for women to understand, and men too, because maybe some men go through it as well. You know, maybe there are some men who, you know, they go through things. Maybe they're not as, they don't have certain things that they feel women want or like, and so they feel left out as well. So this is for anyone who, where society just makes you feel like you're not worthy to be loved or accepted for who you are and what you have. Like, we shouldn't have to jump through hoops for people to love us. And we shouldn't have to, you know, fear and be sad and angry that we're getting older. You know, everything online and everything on, you know, commercials and everything is just anti-aging and anti-this and anti, and it's all fine. Nothing wrong with taking care of yourself, your body, your skin, who you are. But what I'm saying is everything about aging is anti, right? Didn't I just say that? You know, the anti-aging cream, the anti-this and the anti-that. And it makes it so bad. And it makes it so, you know, you're against aging. Aging is a part of life. And it's okay, as I said, to take care of yourself and to take care of your skin and to want to have beautiful skin and to have this and that. But there's something to be said for aging as well. Aging comes with wisdom. That's why it's a part of the process. See, we've got to start understanding that aging is a part of this process. Aging helps you to understand and to come into your own and who you are. But see, if the world constantly keeps telling you, oh, you're getting old, you're getting old, you're aging, that sucks. Why are you getting old? And I mean, there are women who feel so bad when they reach, you know, I've heard of people and women, some women start having a cow, or I'm sorry, I don't mean to say a cow, but they start, you know, when they start turning 30, it's like, oh my gosh, or especially 40 and over. Why should women have to start feeling like your life is over because all of a sudden you're over 40? Your life is not over. Your life continues. It's still there. It's still worthy. It's still, you know, you have a worthwhile life. But see, that's all. It's when you buy into what society tells you and other people, anti-aging, you know, once you hit a certain age, oh, you're just, you know, if you haven't had kids at a certain age, and if you haven't done this at a certain age, and if you haven't done that. See, we've just been brainwashed with all of these things that we're constantly striving to meet. And when we don't, we feel so bad. You know, that's what I've realized throughout the process and the learning and the growing. And see, that comes with the wisdom that I'm talking about. And you don't want to miss that. It's the beauty of it. You don't want to miss that, because then you start understanding that all of that is bullcrap. That it's not real. You can do anything at any age, anytime that you want to. It's about who you are and your mentality. As long as you have breath in your body, you are able to do whatever it is that you want to do. There are millions of beautiful women who are, you know, 60, 70, 80, you know, whatever, you know, and they are beautiful and gorgeous and they are still vibrant and living. And so you don't have to buy into that, is what I'm saying. Stop being so fearful of aging. Stop being so fearful that you won't be worthy, that you're no longer, oh, you know, and a lot of times, you know, it happens in relationships when people will leave people and they go and they find somebody younger. And so the other person is just left with, but see, that's what everyone buys into. That's what I'm saying. Even for men, they buy into the, oh, okay, well, this person's no longer, you know, they're older now. I want to go get someone younger. That's you buying into something that's not real. You go and you get with someone younger that you have nothing in common with because you're already 40, 50, 60 or whatever. And this person is, you're not going to have a lot in common. But you go because you think in your mind, oh, and you're also so worried about what people are going to think of you. See, that gets the reputation of, oh, I'm the man, you know, I'm this age, but I've got this young girl here. Or I've got this young person. People do that because of how they want to look to other people. See, that's another thing that aging helps you with. It helps you to stop living your life for people and for how other people are going to see you. When you don't have that wisdom yet, that's how you live your life. When you haven't done the work, when you haven't healed yourself, you live for other people's, you know, validation and what they, you live for other people's opinions and what they think of you. When you do the work and as you age and understand that who you are, you don't do that. You're not worried about other people's opinions and what they're going to say and what they're going to think. You start living your life on your own terms for who you are. Now, I'm not saying if people are attracted to people of different ages, that's fine, because sometimes it does work. I'm not trying to say that it does not. I'm not trying to knock relationships like that. But what I'm saying is, if you're only doing it because of the age thing, if you're married to someone who may be 40, 50 or whatever, and then you go and try to get with someone younger, what I'm saying is you're trying to make the person that you were with, you know, feel like, oh, you're older now, so I need to go get something else. I want a newer person, newer, whatever, younger person, however you want to put it. But you're just concerned about how you look to other people. You see what I'm saying? You're trying to impress people. And you can't live your life like that. Life is not about trying to impress other people. And I think so many people do that. We're all brainwashed. Everyone wants people to believe that their life is just this, that, and whatever. I don't need to live my life where I'm trying to impress anyone. I'm just trying to live my life where I'm happy with it, where I'm satisfied and I'm fulfilled. It's not about whether other people are going to like it, because other people aren't in it. Once you start understanding that those people aren't in it, and I will tell you something, that is very tiring and draining when you have to continuously put on this act or this whatever, because you have to keep up this facade that you've shown the world, but it's really not like that. Do you know how much work that is to continuously keep pretending like something's really good when it's not? That's a horrible way to live. So I would never want to do that. And even if you're not a part of a couple, even if you're that type of person, do you know how draining? So many people are like drained and just worn out because they constantly have on a mask. And you know, the quote that Jim Carrey said about depression just means that, you know, you're it's deep rest from playing the character that you play in the world. You know, that's where the depression and anxiety and all of these things come from, because you're wearing a mask. You're always trying to be who other people want you to be. And you're putting on this act that you have to always be on. It's like always having to be on all the time. And the only time that you can really be off is when you're alone and when you're to yourself. But what kind of way is that to live? Why would you want to live like that? I want to live and just be who I am. I want to be me, and I want people to see that. And you can decide whether you want to deal with that or not, or whether you want me in your life or not. But I'm not going to jump and jump through hoops and do all of these things and wear this mask for you and be someone that I'm really not. That's why I don't understand. You know, I get people say, well, you know, when you first meet people, everyone has a mask on because you're trying to put your best foot forward and all of these things. But truthfully, And I get it. That is true, I guess, to some degree. But my thing is that when I meet new people, I'm just going to be me, though. And you get to decide, is that a person that you feel like you can be around or not? But I will tell you, I definitely think, though, now everyone is in that system of like, oh, well, okay, this didn't work out, or they didn't say the right thing, or they didn't do the right thing. I'm just moving on. Because, see, it's so many options. People are like, they're not invested. They don't want to get invested in anything that they got to work at. People want everything to just be easy. But I will tell you something. You may think that that's what you want, but truthfully, that's no way to live. I don't want to be around friends, a partner, or anyone who constantly just agrees with everything I say or does everything that I say. A lot of people feel like that's the type of person that they want. But if you do, then there's something wrong, because that's not how you grow. That's not how you're successful. You need to be around people who challenge you to be better for yourself, not even for them. You got to be around people who they're not just yes people, and they don't just do what you want. A lot of people think, though, oh yes, I need to have me somebody who doesn't talk back and who this and who that. And you're going to get bored with that very, very quickly. And I tell you why, because there's no stimulation. I do not want people just around me that no matter what I say. And it's like, no, what do you think? I don't want them to just, yeah, that's a great idea. Whatever you said, whatever you think, and whatever you, no, what do you think? Don't just agree with me. I want to hear what you think. How do you feel about it? What, you know what I'm saying? So for people who always want people just around them, who just say and do whatever they want them to do, there's something you need to work on yourself, because there's something within you. You need that kind of validation. You need that kind of control over other people. And if you do, that means that you feel out of control. Anytime you feel like you need to have control over other people, it's because you are so out of control that you feel like you need that control. And you see what I'm saying? Like it really is a reflection. Like the people that we get involved with, it really is just a reflection of us and things that we need to deal with. And I will tell you something. It took a while to learn that. You when you start really understanding that people are just really reflections of you, like you'll be with someone and you, there may be these things that you don't like or these just different things. It's like, and people will say, you know, Dr. Wayne Dyer says, you know, you don't attract what you want. You attract what you are. And a lot of people, as I've said many times, people say, no, that's not true because I'm not like that. I'm not like them. But the thing about it is that somewhere inside of you, you did attract that to you because of something you need to work on in yourself. Like a lot of times, you know, if you attract people who lie a lot and you'll say, man, they just lie and they lie all the time. But you know, the thing about it is somewhere you have to start looking at yourself and say, well, you know what? I did lie about this as well. Or I lied about this. And but see, we'll make excuses for like our own behavior. You see what I'm saying? You'll make excuses for your behavior, but you don't for other people. That's a valuable lesson and is a lesson worth learning. You know, you think a lot of times that when you're pointing out things and people who are in your life, you really do have to stop and turn around and say. It's even like when you say, oh, I want to find someone who doesn't play games and I'm tired of all the games and all of this. But then you'll be doing certain things. You will. Playing certain games, tricking them. You know, some people will go online and pretend to be, you know what I'm saying? Like they'll trick the person into thinking they're someone, like different things. So in reality, you're doing a lot of the things that you hate in that person or that you don't like. Do you see what I'm saying? It really is a reflection. People who are in your life are reflections of you. You just don't want to see it. But when you stop and start understanding, that's why they say when you love yourself and when you figure out yourself, see, then you're going to draw people to you who are on that same frequency. When you start saying, because you can say all you want to, oh, I don't want any liars and people who play games and all these things. But in truth, you're the same way. You do the same things. It may not be like that person or in the same way, but you're doing it. But you don't call out yourself. But you can't do those things and be okay with them, but then judge the other person. So I'm telling you, you really do attract what you are. It's just like when you don't love yourself, you're going to attract other people who don't love you too, because it's just a reflection of how you feel about yourself. And I'm telling you, this is the honest truth. I know it for a fact. It is the truth. I've done the work. I've been there and I'm still doing the work. Life is a constant. It's constant and healing is constant. And I'm okay with that. A lot of people don't like to be, hey, I think that's what life is. It's a journey. And through this journey, we learn all of these lessons and we learn. But I will tell you what I can share with you is that it gets better. It honestly does. The work is hard. I'm never going to lie and say that it's not. You're going to have to go to some deep places sometimes to really figure out where all of this stuff comes from. But if you're willing to do that, if you're willing to do the work, it's going to be so worthy when you come out that other side. I promise you it is. But it's going to take a lot. And I will tell you one thing is really going to take is honesty. You can't lie about what has happened. You can't lie about what's been done, and not just what's been done to you. You can't lie about what you've done. See, a lot of people want to do the work and it's all about the trauma that they've received or what's happened to them. And that's important work too. But a part of truly healing is owning what you've done to people, to yourself, because we all have. See, that's why, you know, when I see people and people are online and they're constantly just judging other people. And every time a person does something, they want to continuously keep throwing what they've done in their face. It amazes me because people will act like they've never done anything that they're not proud of. And you have. It doesn't matter what it is. Maybe it wasn't to the extent that that person did it, but you still done things. And you can't throw stones and say what you did is so much worse than me that I'm never going to let you live it down. You can't be that person. You have to get to a place where you forgive people. You don't judge people. And even besides that, it's not up to you. You know what I mean? But to continuously keep throwing something in someone's face, I don't want to live in a world like that. I don't. Because I know that I wouldn't want someone to continuously just keep reminding me of everything that I've done wrong. And that's a part of healing. Because it takes a lot. I know that we all want, when someone does something to us, we don't want to let them forget it. No, we're going to bring it up every time we get mad, every time you want to bring it up, because you want them to know. You don't want them to live it down. But then you start understanding that at some point, you got to let it go. You got to forgive. Because if you want to be forgiven, if you want grace and mercy, because I don't care who you are, if you are living, you have done something that you are not proud of. You have done something to hurt other people. You have done something that you would like forgiveness for. And I don't care who you are. That's just the truth. That's life. So when you heal, you got to go to those places too. You got to get in there and you got to bring up the stuff that you've done that you're not proud of. Things that maybe nobody else knows, things that you've never told people, but you got to get in there and you got to do all that work and you got to work through that and figure out why you did those things and where did that stuff come from. Let me tell you something, shadow work, healing, all of it, it's work. That's why they call it work. It's deep, it's emotional, but it's cleansing and it's about releasing. And it's worth it because it gets you to a place where you are comfortable showing up in the world exactly as you are. You know, you don't have to show up and pretend. You don't have to show up and be someone that you're not for other people to love you and to like you. You just show up and you're like, this is me. Take me or leave me. And if you're real and people can feel that, they're going to take you every time. Because the thing about it is people can feel your energy. Because I can. When I'm around people, you can feel energy. You really can. You can feel it. If you pay attention, you can feel it. You just get these feelings about certain people. But then there's also people that I meet and just right away, I just instantly connect with them. I click with them. Because you can feel energy. You can feel what kind of person someone is. You know, you can tell. So don't settle. Don't say, I'm getting older, so I better just take what I can get. I'm getting older, so let me not be so picky. Let me not have standards and boundaries. Again, there may be certain things. Okay, so a person doesn't have to be 6'6". You know, maybe he can be 6'2". I get that there are going to be certain things that you can, you know what I mean? I mean, although I'm joking, but yeah, you can make, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, a person doesn't have to, maybe you thought the person was going to have green eyes and they have brown eyes. Because the thing about it is when you fall in love with someone, it's really not going to matter, truthfully. Those things are not going to matter. Not when you truly fall in love with someone, because you need to fall in love with their spirit and their soul and who they are and how they treat people and how they make people feel. Watch how they treat people when you're out together. You know, if someone's rude to other people and always putting people down and being sarcastic and being mean, is that a person that you want, no matter what they look like? And they could be the best looking person. But if you're sitting there with someone and they're this gorgeous human being, but like they're so rude and nasty and mean and ugly to other people, is that a person that you want to spend the rest of your life with? So I can understand things like that. Sometimes people need to understand that everything's not going to be about the outside and the visual and what someone looks like. You know, you're going to have to get over that because it's about who that person is inside. What makes them who they are. You know what I mean? And another thing, you know, when you talk to people, but they're always just talking about themselves, it's always about them. Like you ask someone, how's life going or how, you know, and I get it. People are like, well, if you're asking about me, I'm going to tell you about me. True, but just not to the degree of it. It's just every conversation you have with someone is always about them. Like they never say, well, how was your day or what's going on with you or what's, I don't know if they're just constantly, it's always just I. That's not someone you want to be around either. So it's okay to compromise on some things, but it's never okay to settle. Compromising is different from settling. Settling means that you don't feel you're worthy enough. And I'm never going to do that. That's never going to happen. I am worthy of it all. I'm worthy of everything. And I'm definitely worthy of getting what I give. And I know what that is. See, that's the whole point. That's the key right there. You got to know what you give first. And so when you know what you give, you know what you deserve. That's the answer right there. But the problem is so many people don't know. They don't know what they give. They're not sure who they are. So it's like, well, I'll just take what you give me because I don't know who I am and I don't know what I'm worthy of. So I'm just going to take what you give me. See, that's what you're going to do when you're not sure of who you are and what you're worth. You take what people just want to give you. And that's settling. And you don't need to do that at all. Don't ever settle. Don't ever take the bare minimum from people. Make people step up and give you what you're giving them or just be done with it. And that's just the truth. Because at the end of the day, every relationship has to be mutually beneficial. And I'm not talking financial, but even in that sense, everything, it all needs to be mutually beneficial. Everyone should be getting something out of it. And hopefully it's the same thing. I'm feeding into you the way that you're feeding into me. We're feeding into each other. We're helping each other to be better. We're helping each other to grow. You know what I mean? Because that's what it's about. Growing together, building together, loving together, creating together. But the problem is that so many people are in one-sided relationships where one person is giving everything and the other person's just taking. They're filling up. They're taking it. And eventually the other person is just going to wear out and they're empty. And then guess what? The person who's taken, instead of reaching back and trying to help that person, they're going to sit and take everything that you gave them and they're going to go and find someone else. They're going to leave. See, that's the sad part of all of this is that you give and you give and you give. But see, that's what happens when you're in situations where you don't know what you're worth. You think, I have to give this person everything. I have to give them everything to make them love me, to make them stay, to make them want me, to make them see me. But you don't understand that they don't. They don't really see you. They don't care what they're just taking what you give them because of how it makes them feel. Have you ever asked someone why they love you? And if a person ever says because of the way you make them feel, and not in the way, because now I've heard that before, and it was really beautiful because honestly, what the person meant in that case was that the person made them want to be a better person. So I got it in that sense. But if a person constantly says things about how you make them feel and what you do for them and all these things, that's not telling you why they love you. That's just what you're doing for them. Do you see the difference? There's a difference, though, in just saying, oh, because, you know, you do this and you do that and you make me and all this. It's just about what you do for them. It's all about what you're doing for them. When you really love a person and you ask someone, do they, because like if they asked you, like when you really love them and they ask you, you can name so many things about why you love them. And it has nothing to do with you. It's just about them. You know what I mean? Because you really love them. It's easy for you to answer because you love them. It's hard for them to answer because they don't really love you. They only love what you do for them. They only love what you give them. And I will tell you another lesson that is hard, but it's one worth learning, is that you can never give someone more of what they already don't appreciate or don't see. You know, people think, I just need to love them more. I just need to do more. I need to be there more. Let me buy them things. Let me give them things. Let me do this, do that. They don't appreciate any of it. And so you giving them more of it is not going to help. But that's not how we're wired, right? We just think we got to do more. See, we're in this society and we've all been brainwashed that everything is about more and more and more. I got to do more. I got to be more. I got to have more. No. At some point, enough has to be enough. That's what I'm focused on. That's what I'm. You have to learn that enough is enough. Sometimes just having enough. But we're always running around busy and striving and I want more and I need more and I got to give people more and I need to be more and I got to be this and I got to be. And that's why we're all so stressed out. That's why people are so stressed out. And that's why people feel like failures because they don't have this and they don't have that. And I don't have this and I should have this and I should have done this by the time I was this age. And I should have. It's crazy. And it's this illusion that has been because you have enough. And when you learn that enough is enough, like it's enough. You know what I mean? Because some people don't even have what you have. And you don't always have to just continuously keep striving for more and more and more or giving people more and more and more of what they already don't appreciate. Just learn how to live with enough so that you're not always striving. It doesn't mean that you won't receive more. I don't mean that. But I do mean that you don't always have to be in this constant state of, I need more. I gotta hustle for more. I should be on go mode all the time. You know, we live our whole lives just trying to chase things and people. And really, you just need to live life. You just need to enjoy. You need to, you know, I told you guys that time about watching this movie and the people were visiting Italy and they were just talking about how, you know, they get up and they just enjoy life. Whatever they feel like doing for that day, they just do. But they actually take the time to sit down and enjoy their meals and they're out, you know, they're out in the sun and they're out having fun and they're near the water and they're just enjoying life. Whereas in some places, it's just all about ambition and hustling and go, go, go. And you just feel with, I got to be doing something. Like people can't even sit down and just enjoy a movie or have a day where they don't do anything. Because even if you do, you have 1,000 things running through your mind. Like I should be doing this. I need to be doing this. You can't even just sit and say, it's okay that I'm just doing nothing. I'm just doing nothing. I don't want to do anything today. I just want to sit here and I want to binge watch and I just want to whatever. I want to drink some tea and I just want to open the blinds and let the sun shine in and I just want to do nothing. But see, that's the beauty of getting older because you start understanding that all of those things, you start learning and growing. It's wisdom and wisdom is just invaluable. Like it, there's no value you can even place on wisdom, but that comes with getting older. So I want people to understand, stop fearing getting older. Stop letting people tell you that it's horrible and that it's miserable and that you're no longer worthy and that you're just washed up and you're used up and there's no use for you anymore because you're getting older. Now, let me tell you something. There's definite beauty in getting older. You grow into who you are. And you're proud of it and you stand up for yourself because it's all a part of the process. You see what I'm saying? When you are younger, yeah, you're supposed to be wild and carefree and you make all these crazy decisions and you do whatever you want to do. And some people still do it when they're older and that's fine. Live. That's my whole thing. You don't stop living just because you get older. And that's another sad part of it because people feel like, oh, I can't do certain things. I can't wear certain things. I can't look a certain way. I can't do this because I'm a certain age. Do what you feel like doing. Live your life. Stop listening to these restrictions and these, you're a human being. You can do whatever it is that you want to do within reason, as long as you're not hurting other people. Stop letting other things and other people and society run your life and tell you how valuable you are. I don't care what age you are, but you do not settle in your life. As you're getting older, do not start settling and saying, well, this is the best that I can get. No. I'm going to get whatever I give. That's what I'm getting. Or I'm getting nothing because I'm not giving my all and getting nothing in return. I don't care what age I am. So don't let someone get into your head and say, oh, you better start, you know, you're getting older, so you better stop being picky and you better stop this, that, and the third. No, you handle you and I'll handle me. How about that? That's what we'll do. You do whatever you feel like you want to do. If you want to settle with your life and just take something because you're afraid of how old you are, you're still beautiful. You're still worthy. And the thing about it is that when you find the right person, they'll know that. And guess what? They're going to love you just as you are. You're not going to need to be younger. You're not going to need to be thinner. You're not going to need to be prettier. You're not going to need to be anything richer. You're going to be, they're going to love you for exactly who you are. And that's how you know it's the right person. Because for the right person, you don't have to change who you are. They're not trying to change you. They see you for who you are. They accept you for who you are. Now, you can always get together and be better and do more. But the point of it is that they don't judge you on those things. Like, well, they're just not. And it always amazes me. Like, you know, you do the dating sites and all of these things and everybody's doing all this stuff. And it's fine. You know, a lot of people meet that way and all of these things. But people have all these rules and regulations on. And so sometimes you wonder, like, are you really on here to find a partner, like a real partner? Or are you just, well, you need to be this and that and this. And I just only want this. And if you're not this, you know, you read some of the stuff and you're just like, that's why I just, you know, it's crazy to me. Because people say that they're looking for love, but people are looking for perfection. They're looking for someone to be their ideal. And truthfully, most of the time, people aren't going to be your ideal. They're not, because people aren't perfect. People are who they are. And even if you get someone who you think is your ideal, once you get that person, you're going to see, oh, well, you can have this whole list of things that you think that this person should be. And you may meet someone who has all of them or most of them. But once you get with them, you're going to see that there's something. You're like, well, dang, on paper, they look really, really good. Looks like everything that I want. But there's something missing. Because you're so set on an ideal of what a person should be. You're so set on these superficial things that you think are going to make you happy. You have to just see people for who they are and get to know them. And you can't have this all these preconceived notions of what love is going to look like. Love is just love, and it's going to show up in whatever form it shows up. And sometimes it may not be what you're expecting. But if you're really looking for love, then you'll accept that. And if you're just looking for some idea of what you think love is, then sometimes you're going to end up real unhappy. So I just want to encourage people. Don't settle in your life. And getting older is nothing to be afraid of. Getting older is a natural part of life. And I get it. Of course, you know, like I said, beauty, beauty, beauty. Everyone wants to look, you know, you want to take care of yourself, but you constantly have everything is anti-aging, anti-this, anti. There's nothing wrong with aging. It's a part of the process. It's a part of the process. It really is. And take care of yourself. Buy all the products that you want, you know. But don't ever fear or be sad about getting older, because there will be someone who will still love you. You're not washed up. You're not used up. You're not, oh, no one's going to want me because I'm old now and I'm this. And stop saying those things. See, that's what I mean when you call yourself, oh, I'm just old. I'm this. I'm that. I'm this. No, stop it. The things that you say about yourself, those are things that show up in your reality. They show up in your reality because that's what you think of yourself. Start seeing yourself for who you are, beautiful and special. That's what you are, and worthy and valuable. You are worthy to be valued, to be loved, to be respected. And never forget that. Have a good one.